And the boar will have those big long hairs on him?
Some of them will. It all depends on the type of hog you cut. Boar has to get to be pretty old before he has tushes and things like that, you see. Now you take, we raised a lot of red and direct Jersey hogs, you see. And there's a Poland China and a spotted China. We always figured the red hogs is a little bit more prolific on their own. Mm-hmm. And we let our hogs run all over the place and root to themselves. And I think a red sow has to do.
What did you call a hair on the hog?
A which?
The hair on the hog, the real stiff ones.
Bristle?
Bristle? You said you let them root, did you have a place to feed them?
Yeah, all of our young stuff we let run on the alfalfa. We try to get them up, in order to keep them coming up so we could find them. About once a day, we'd give them about 2 or 3 ears of corn apiece. See?
Mm-hmm. Just throw it out on the ground?
Yeah.
Like the bull.
Yeah.
I think I better have that gentle bull in one of those old boars of the big.
Yeah, a boar sometimes got a little mean. Of course, your bull, your Jersey bulls is what you had to watch. They're the ones that are mean.
Oh.
Jersey bull is. I never could get one, so we had a. I had a. Fellow lived right north of me, and we had a fence between the two pastures. But he had a bull that was ornery, mean. Well, that Nang bull got out one day and come down to my place, and I happened to be out in the yard, in the back lot with a load of feed. Well, here he come, and he had horns about so long, see.
Holy smoke.
And my bull didn't have any horns. Well, he jumped my bull right down where we had a, there was a, in this Stickum Creek we was talking about, there was a bunch of mud hole there, a lot of some water. Well, my bull was heavy enough to really take him on if he hadn't had those horns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got off with the pitchfork, and this buck sheep was there. And you know that buck sheep would come around and he'd take that bull in the belly, don't you see? And of course the bull would turn around to dig after the sheep, well that'd give my bull a chance to give him a boost, see? And about that time, I would ram the pitchfork and his tail end on the other side, see. Well, between I and the buck, sheep, and bull, we got that bull down there. He got until he went over into that water and got down. And I just prodded him out of there with the pitchfork. And you know, he got up on the other side and he went home. And he never did come back.
Oh, I thought that was a real picture to see. That sheep.
I got more kick out of seeing that damn sheep. You know, he was just back off about 10 feet and he was in the belly right in the part that he did.
He was going to butt somebody or something.
Well, they have an instinct. They knew that, they knew that he'd come in there. And if some of the horses had been around there, some of the horses would like to tuck after him too.
Oh, that would have been a real picture. What do you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
What, bellers, huh?
Bellers? How about a cow at feeding time?
Oh, she bawls.